I'm Karen Chapman Novakowski with the Military Families Learning Network. I'm speaking with Amy Jones, who's the Chief Clinical Dietitian at the Mary Rutan Hospital in Ohio. She's our speaker for the webinar entitled The Scoop on Gluten-Free Research and Practice Tips, which will be on February 14th. Hi, Amy. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me on the podcast today.
Of course. So, first question, do you think it's important to test for gluten intolerance, or can you just eliminate it and see how you feel?
The interesting thing is that we do not have a really good test for gluten intolerance, or the technical term now, I guess, is non-celiac gluten sensitivity. You know, the parameters for diagnosing celiac disease are very well known. We know how to do that. We know how to run, you know, blood tests, and we know how to do biopsies. But with gluten sensitivity, or, you know, non-celiac gluten sensitivity, we just don't seem to have that biomarker that we've been looking for. I think it might come at some point, but we're not there yet. So really, it's a diagnosis. I mean, not necessarily of exclusion, but there's a way to technically test for it by removing gluten from the diet for several weeks and then monitoring response to symptoms and then reintroducing. And I think that's the critical piece that people don't do. They take away gluten and then they never put it back in. And so they don't know if something else that they eliminated really was the culprit. So the key is to remove gluten from the diet for several weeks, up to 6 weeks, some criteria say, and then reintroduce gluten in a very controlled fashion, you know, whether that's eating a few slices of bread every day and then again monitoring symptoms. I think the key is that people need to understand that just giving it up and then, you know, not really sure how they're doing on it and how compliant they're being is not always the answer, because again, you know, you can certainly confuse symptoms with other food intolerances, and you don't want to unnecessarily restrict your diet if you don't have to.
Right, of course. So sort of the flip side there, I've had people tell me that they were gluten insensitive or intolerant, but that they eat gluten foods on special occasions and just put up with the symptoms. Do you think this does any harm, or is it okay to kind of go back and forth?
Well, I think, again, it's really important to know, you know, this is back to making sure you don't actually have celiac disease to start with. We know people who cheat on the gluten-free diet who actually have diagnosed celiac disease put themselves at incredible risks for anemia, for osteoporosis, for other long-term complications. We don't think that gluten sensitivity carries those long-term complications, but we don't really have long-term studies to show that. So I always say it's better not probably to risk it. The other thing is, it's going to aggravate your symptoms. So for example, if you are gluten sensitive and you're not diagnosed celiac disease, we know that for sure. You know, and if you continue to eat gluten maybe at a restaurant or at an occasional family party, and your headaches come back, or your belly pain comes back, or your diarrhea comes back, you know, that's not good quality of life. And so I don't tend to recommend it. Again, we don't think that there's long-term health consequences to quote-unquote cheating on the gluten, you know, with gluten sensitivity, but we really don't know that for sure.
Well, that makes sense. So, last question, if you are gluten sensitive, is this for life or does your body change?
Again, unlike celiac disease, we don't really know. With celiac disease, we know that the body does not change. We know celiac disease is a disease that you will carry for the rest of your life, and that the only treatment for celiac disease at this point is 100% gluten-free diet for life. With gluten sensitivity, it's much more murky. We don't really know if the body can change. We don't know, again, if you can develop a tolerance, or if you can, again, like you had said in the previous question, eat a little bit every once in a while and get away with it. We don't really have any studies to show that the body will necessarily change and that gluten will then suddenly be tolerated. And again, I think with some of the research that we're looking at now, even in other carbohydrate intolerances, those FODMAPs that we'll be talking about during the webinar, that even confuses the picture a little bit further, because again, those who can tolerate some FODMAPs may be able to tolerate some gluten. We just don't exactly have a good picture on that at this point.
I'm really looking forward to the webinar. Thank you, Amy.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Hope everybody can join us.